what is it meant by skillful? What does that really mean?
That's another Buddhist jargon term. But it's really helpful to realize that sometimes we do, and you know, it's so familiar to say us as monks or teachers, and in reality, for most people, it doesn't mean very much. So it ends up being Buddhist jargon. But it is a really important. It's a pointer to something that is really important. And the word skillful, unskillful is referring to, and I mentioned this before, the Pali word is kusala, and its opposite is akusala, so the unskillful. And there's a variety of tones that are part and parcel of the, say, of the skillful or of the kusala, and its opposite, akusala, the unskillful, unwholesome. And I think one is so that on a emotional tone, there is the result of the skillful, so the skillful action or skillful mental states, kusala citta, is that there is happiness, there is well-being, there is ease. That is the emotional tone. A sense of well-being is a part and parcel of the skillful. On a say cognitive function level, then there is clarity. There's a clarity. There's a stillness of that the mind is more clear. It's more more peaceful, more spacious, a sense of spaciousness and peace, and so that sense of skillfulness is contributing to a real clarity, and of course that goes into both in terms of its tone, but also in terms of the, say, the thought processes are much more clear, able to get to think things through a bit more clearly. When one applies that to thinking, then there is a clarity of thought process that is part of the skillful, the kusala, and then on a, say, on a conditioning level, a karmic level, the karma that is created of the skillful, is that it leads to more skillful. It leads to more well-being. It leads to more ease. It leads to more clarity. So that done in terms of as we're seeding this karmic process and in terms of body, speech, and mind, actions of body, speech, and mind, and we're creating the momentum within our stream of being, that which is leading to more well-being, leading to more ease, leading to more peace. So that just that word, skillful and unskillful, it's really helpful to recognize the tone that the Buddha, or the kind of the structure or construct that the Buddha is trying to get across in, when he's using kusala and akusala, because it's it's part of a process, as opposed to, you know, black and white, discrete mental states. Oh, you did a skillful. Oh, you did an unskillful. It's more. Oh, you keep this process is. You learn from that. You cultivate what is leading to more well-being because it feels good. It just is quite natural. You're motivated to relinquish the unskillful, the unwholesome, because it just doesn't feel so good. So but there is this process that we're needing to learn from or investigate or understand, and that understanding is not just, say, an intellectual exercise. You have to really learn something. You have to feel it, and that's something remember from the time I was a young monk, and Ajahn Chah, my own teacher, saying, "The language of Dhamma is the language of feeling," which is a really important sense. It's that, yes, there's all these philosophical perspectives, or are these great ideas, or are these, but it comes back to feeling. What do we feel? How does it make us feel? How is that going? What's that mean for us?